Entering the Lab. Clever Hans. It's 1891, and a crowd has gathered in a small town in Germany to see a horse solve math problems. That sounds crazy, right? Wilhelm von Osten, a German mathematics teacher, has taught his horse, Hans, to use his hoof to tap out the answers to math problems on a blackboard. No wonder people flock to see it. It's not every day you see a horse solving math. Hans performs well. He gets a few wrong, but he impresses the crowd with his accuracy. He can even spell out names with his taps. Despite his achievements, there are critics in the crowd. Under Fire. Everyone thought Clever Hans was as smart as a 13 or 14-year-old human. Many thought that he could even tell time. But still others doubted his abilities. Experts were called in to determine if Clever Hans' answers were some sort of trick or if he truly was the smartest horse on earth. Could any horse be that smart? After many examinations, Hans was found to be intelligent, but not the way everyone thought. The horse was actually responding to the slight and voluntary movements of his examiners. He may not have been able to solve the math problems, but Hans had sharp eyes for body language and was able to answer questions based on the tiny movements of the trainer or examiner. This ability to read the body language of the examiner became known as the Clever Hans phenomenon. Clever Hans was paraded all over Germany. He became known all over the world for his abilities. Researchers now know that when working with a non-human animal, they must take measures to ensure that the Clever Hans phenomenon doesn't happen during their study. The animal must not be able to pick up on any signals from the researchers that would alter their results. That's why owners are often blindfolded or asked to step out of the room.